This is our fourth year of reduced revenue. In the past 3 years, we've cut $92 million out of our general fund. So facing our fourth year of declining revenue, we're looking at probably another $30 million. Now, of course, the main issue is when you've already cut $92 million and we've cut 10.5% of our workforce, it gets a lot tougher to find places to cut because all your good ideas were in the first 3 years. And, you know, it's tough. We've been hit not only by the recession, but also by acts of the legislature that have cut funding the local government. Rollback of millage, which has been mandated by the state legislature. So it's been a double hit on local government. So in what we were presenting today is about a $3 million cutback in personnel, just looking at the management side of city government. I mean, we've made a lot of cuts, as I said, over the past 3 years in all parts of city government. But now we are looking at the organizational structure and seeing how we could make some changes that could save some money. Sadly, it does result in some layoffs. The layoffs are definitely the most difficult part of what we've been going through over the past 3 years and now going into our fourth year. It adversely affects people's lives. These are good people who have worked hard for the taxpayers. What they do is important, but we can't continue to sustain the personnel costs. And this is a problem for every city and county government. Probably for almost every city and county government, anywhere between 70 to 80% of their general fund is personnel, salary, and benefits. And benefits being both the health care and the pension. And it's just really gotten to the point with the same cutbacks that you just can't keep that same workforce in place. And that's what this has been all about.
And so if you could give our listeners an idea then of which departments will be reorganized and what types of positions you're suggesting would be eliminated?
Well, we're taking stormwater and making that instead of stormwater being a department, it's going to be a division under Public Works, and we're eliminating the stormwater director, the community affairs manager, the reclaimed water manager and water. We've made other cuts in water because of declining revenue. We've made cuts in the utility accounting, and we've taken all of our phone banks that handle customer service, and we've combined them into one, which is actually something that probably should have been done some time ago. And through that, we've been able to eliminate a number of supervisors as well as that management position. The position in construction services, with the continued decline in building permits, we've cut there. And we've also cut the management in budget. So really across the board, everything from the water department to development to stormwater, community affairs, we've made cuts in management across the board.